Right before the commercial, we showed a clip of Harry Reid saying it's time to outlaw prostitution. What? I thought prostitution was illegal in America. It is, actually, except in rural parts of Reid's home state, Nevada, where about 20 legal brothels operate peacefully, successfully, unlike the places where prostitution is forbidden, like Las Vegas, where there's lots of crime and disease. So legalization's a success, and yet our nanny-in-chief, I prefer that title over majority leader, he wants to end that success. And that's just one example. So now to analyze the year a nanny state maneuvers, Reason TV's Nick Gillespie. So,
thanks for having me.
I mean, I would think he would see, gee, it's sort of working in my state, but...
No, he even says, let's have an adult conversation about it. And it's like, if he wanted to have an adult conversation, he would have to acknowledge Las Vegas prohibits prostitution, lots of problems, other counties don't, no problem. I think the only thing more disturbing than thinking about Harry Reid having sex is Harry Reid outlawing sex.
Well, Reason TV, using that kind of wit, produces a Nanny of the Month video every month. Here's November's.
This time it's Michigan State Senator Roger Kahn for sponsoring a so-called Hot for Teacher bill.
She's one in a string of young female teachers who've admitted having sex with underage male students.
It's not necessarily aimed at those female teacher male student sex scandals, but it would make them felonies, even if they're consensual, and even if students are old enough to vote or go to war.
So what's the harm? We don't want teachers having sex with students.
We certainly don't, and there are already laws on the books about statutory rape and imposition, sexual imposition and whatnot. What this law would do is make it always and everywhere illegal for teachers and students to have sex, even in adult education settings where you could have a student who is actually older than the teacher when they start a relationship. And what this shows is the kind of overreaches that is habitual for nannies. They, you know, they see a small problem and they pull out the bazooka immediately, and it causes real problems.
And there's always more bazookas that are coming.
Well, and this particular lawmaker was part of another bill to force kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance daily in public schools in Michigan who could only buy American flags that were made in the U.S. These are things that really are not worth worrying about.
Here's another of your Reason's Nannies of the Month, North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
They ban you from ordering rare and medium rare burgers at restaurants.
Regulations demand that burgers be cooked at temperatures hot enough to kill all harmful bacteria, as well as most of the delicious taste.
They're trying to keep us safe from food poisoning.
From flavor. This is, you know, we call it the nanny state because we're being treated like children. And this is something where you should be allowed to go into any place that you want. And as long as you're a consenting adult, you ought to be able to get a rare cut of meat. And I'm not even talking about prostitution anymore.
And what if there's bacteria in it? Cooking protects me. There were cases of hamburger food poisoning.
That's certainly true. You know, when you eat raw or barely cooked, rarely cooked meat, there's some risk involved, but you're willing to take on that risk because you like the flavor.
Or, as your video put it, the sweet taste of meat freedom. I like that line. Here's another of your nannies that caught my attention.
The FBI and Seattle PD who busted four poker players after a two-year counterterrorism operation.
Two years to bust poker players?
And I guess we should be happy that at least they netted somebody in this, in this sting operation.
No, I play poker. I don't get why they closed the video poker. It's consenting adults.
You know, H.L. Mencken once famously defined Puritans as people who are terribly afraid that somebody somewhere is having a good time.
Finally, you did find some good news. A few people who pushed back against the nanny state, like the kids at a school in Chicago who spoke out when the principal banned home lunches.
One seventh grader even held a lunchtime rebellion, making the kids chant over and over, we should bring our lunch, we should bring our lunch.
And then finally, cheers for the business owners in Michigan who got upset about the bans on smoking on their property. So they came up with a ban of their own.
About 500 Michigan bar and restaurant owners are planning to ban state lawmakers from their premises.
They're protesting Michigan's year-old smoking ban, which they say is hurting business big time.
We're going to give you a reminder that this is our property, so you are now persona non grata.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, no, and I think it's great that public schools are creating pint-sized Spartacuses, and the nanny state is creating a counter-revolution. You know, people are finally starting to say, that's all I can take, so I can't take no more, and they push back, and hopefully in 2012, we'll be in a little bit freer, looser, more fun America.
Well, I won't count on that, but Nick Gillespie, thank you. Next, my take on 2011 and what this year meant for freedom. Are we losing? Are we gaining? That's next.